Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Anne-Marie McQueen from McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for this bright, wonderful day that the Lord has given us. Whoever wrote it, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Obviously knew our God, and so we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless God today. It's so good to be able for us to gather around the Word one more time. It's good to take a few words and do that. Gather around the Word. It's a nice thing if you would grab your families and just sit down and say, let's just have a few minutes of Word. Wouldn't that be good? I know that'll do your adolescent young one good. That'll do your teenager good. Thank you, Jesus. Tell them, come on, y'all. It's time to gather around the Word. We bless God today. Come on, let's pray and open up and just get started. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for being real. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you today, Lord. We are excited about you and excited about your peace. Father, we pray that you would help us right now. Help us in this lesson. Let it be clear. Let it come straight through me, Lord God, and you speak your word in your mind through my mind, Lord God, and through my lips. And let the people receive it from you. Let it change lives and open up hearts, and let it be a blessing to them. We thank you for it, Lord God. We give you glory and honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, my sister, my brother, we're going to take the time today again, go back to the Psalms, and I want to share something else in there that I saw that was so, so wonderful. Oh, I tell you, God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. And so I want you to get your Bibles, and we're going to look at two scriptures, actually. We're going to look at the Psalms, and we're going to look at something in the book of Esther. In the book of Esther, chapter number 4, beginning at verse 16, the Bible says, Esther was speaking now, and she said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and according to all that Esther had commanded him, he did it. And so this is the scripture, of course, the story where someone had said they were going to destroy all the Jews, and now Mordecai had tried to get Esther to go before the king and ask the king to help us and give us permission to fight against our enemies. And Esther was afraid to go because Esther said, nobody goes before the king without being summoned. And I don't have permission to go before the king right now. He's going to kill me if I come before him. And Mordecai said, well, maybe Esther, you were called to the kingdom just for this time and for just for this purpose. Maybe you've been promoted so that God will have someone in a promoted position to do this. And I want you to consider that today. You know that as God puts you in different places on your jobs and your friendship circles and different churches, could be that the Lord has placed you somewhere so that when certain things come up, you will be available to give him glory. And so I want you to consider that seriously because God places us in different spheres on the planet. But what we're looking at this morning is the fact that now Esther, she's decided, okay, I'm going to go, but I need some extra protection here. She said, you all go on a fast, and I'm going to fast, and then I'm going to go in before the king. And you know what, if I die, just let me die. But, you know, let's fast, and we're going to believe God. We're going to pray and trust God. Now I want you to go to Psalms 146, and let's put it all together very quickly here. I just love what it says here. It says, praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God, while I have my being. Then it says, put not your trust in princes and in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth the truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, and giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Ooh, isn't that wonderful? I love the word. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He revealeth, he relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even the God of Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. I saw this psalm, and the Lord put something together in my spirit concerning Esther. She asked them, you go fast, and I'm going fast, and then I'm going to go in before the king. I want you to see that what they did here was they depended on God. There were many other things they could have done, but they're depending on the Lord. They put him first. They said, you know what, I'm going to fast and pray about this. We're going to see God about this, and I'm going to go see the king. Sometimes when we want, whether it be promotion or a blessing or whatever it may be, a thing or help for our children, we look to the arm of flesh, and we look to people for help. And this is a wonderful showing of the fact that, yes, God will use people to help us. Yes, God will use people to bless us. Yes, God will use people to have our answer. But your answer is really coming from God. It's stemming from your putting God first. It's stemming from your saying, God, you do it, and do it through the person. The psalm is saying, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, and whose help is our hope is in the Lord his God. We know that it's the king that needs to make a certain decision, but we are believing that it's the Lord that will speak to the king. And that's what Esther showed right here. The Lord is going to change his mind. The Lord is going to cause him to see something and know something. The Lord is going to cause the whole situation to work to our favor. And so I want to encourage you this morning or evening, whatever time of day it is where you are, I want to encourage you to put your trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in people. Don't put your trust in the establishment, in the system. Put your trust in the... Always go back to God. You know, and I feel like I say that often, and to some people, maybe too much, but I could never say it enough. You have to go back to God. Sometimes people don't know. They are emotionally tied and addicted to other people. They don't realize that you've made that person your God. No, no, no. Go back to the Word and see that the trust is in God. He might be working through somebody in your life, but the trust must be, thank you, Father, in Almighty God. Your hope must be in him, because it's he who made the heaven and the earth. And in verse 7 it says, he executeth judgment for the oppressed. He will judge your cause right and cause a blessing to be upon you. So I encourage you today one more time. Others can fast and pray for you. That's a good thing. But the blessing is not just in because they fasted and prayed or because you went and talked to the person. The blessing is because you trusted God, and then now he works through your situation. Amen? Glory to God. We thank God today. Put your trust in God. Hope in God. Expect the Lord to do it, and he certainly will do it. in Jesus' name. God bless you. Of course, Emery McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. Give God the glory. Amen.